American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A top union representing federal workers is calling for an end to the government shutdown. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz with more.
The president of the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents over 800,000 federal workers, is calling for Congress to pass a clean continuing resolution to reopen the government, saying, quote, no half measures and no gamesmanship. Put every single federal worker back on the job with full back pay today. House Speaker Mike Johnson hopes this will put pressure on Democrats.
They're tired of the distraction, and it's hurting their families, and people are suffering real hardships.
Democrats have refused to support an extension of funding until late November, arguing over 20 million Americans could see health care costs increase if the Affordable Care Act tax credits aren't included in the bill.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins joined the Will Cain Show today to explain that some Democrats are to blame for workers that are not getting paid during the shutdown.
Chuck Schumer is still getting paid. AOC is still getting paid. The elected congressmen and women are still getting paid. Their security team's not getting paid. The Americans, the 42 million Americans who rely on SNAP, they're not going to get paid starting on Saturday. I mean, this is so incredible that we are at this point in American history.
Members of the Democrat Party have been pushing the Trump administration to use the federal government's SNAP Contingency Fund, which refers to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that helps provide food to low-income individuals and families. Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin appeared in a court hearing today. Here's Fox's Claudia Cowan.
A judge ruled Tyler Robinson can wear street clothes in future court hearings. However, the judge denied Robinson's bid to appear without shackles. The judge did not rule on a prosecution motion to have non-evidentiary hearings held remotely. And he said both sides could submit a new motion limiting news cameras in the courtroom during the trial. 22-year-old Robinson attended today's court hearing in Provo, Utah, remotely from the county jail, but was not seen on camera. He faces seven criminal counts, including aggravated murder, and prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The next hearing is set for January 16th, and Robinson is expected to be there, marking his first in-person court appearance. Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Today, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed the names of five candidates to replace Jerome Powell as chair of the powerful Federal Reserve next year. On an Air Force One flight to Asia with President Donald Trump, Bessent said he would engage in a second round of interviews in the coming weeks and present a good slate of candidates to Trump right after Thanksgiving. Trump said he is expected to decide on Powell's replacement by the end of the year. Artificial intelligence is about to bring massive changes to our world, and Christian tech leaders say the church needs to be on the cutting edge and at the table to speak into those changes. More from AFN's Steve Jordahl.
Experts in the tech world say most Americans have no idea what's about to happen all around them. They compare it to going from the Dark Ages to the Renaissance, or from an agrarian to an industrial world. But while those migrations took centuries, the AI revolution will only take a year or two. Nick Skytland, a vice president at Glue, a company that wants to help the church adapt to and leverage technology, says Christians need to be front and center in the conversation.
There's a huge opportunity in AI and to really shape the future of AI. It is a Gutenberg moment, and we don't want to miss this opportunity.
He says safeguards need to be put in place, and the dignity of being created in God's image must be preserved.
So our conviction is that the faith community must be at the table and must help shape this conversation.
Even the experts can't predict all the advances and opportunities of the coming revolution, but Skytland says we're already seeing one open door.
I always say that one of the largest mission fields that exists in the world is nowhere in the physical world. It's online. It's in the digital world.
He says the church needs to embrace the technology and use it to bring us closer to God.
What are the many ways that we as Christians live out our lives, grow spiritually, do discipleship, and how could AI help serve that better?
I'm Steve Jordahl.
That is a wrap on news this time around. Find more news at AFN.net.